From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan is calling it the backbone of a credible force. European nations have agreed to contribute about half of the 15,000 troops needed for the expanded peacekeeping mission in Lebanon. Some soldiers are expected to be there within a week, but it will take several months for the full contingent to be in place. Diplomats say they are pleased to see the European contributions, but they warn that a political, not a peacekeeping solution, is crucial. From Brussels, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Belgium announced today it would send 302 troops to Lebanon now, and almost 100 more later. Poland's foreign minister said her country is ready to contribute a total of 500 troops. Finnish Foreign Minister Erkki Tuomioja said Finland needs parliamentary approval, but is likely to offer 250. Plus 2,000 troops from France and up to 3,000 from Italy. It's adding up, the Finnish foreign minister said.
The substantial numbers add up at this stage to something between 5,600 to 6,900 of new troops in addition to those already in the field, plus naval sea support, other logistical support and air support.
There are already about 2,000 troops in Lebanon as part of a long-running UN peacekeeping mission. The new troops coming in with a new mandate are supposed to strengthen that force. Europe cannot contribute all 15,000 needed, but Israel has objected to offers of several thousand troops from majority Muslim countries that don't recognize Israel. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said today that three such countries, Malaysia, Indonesia, and Bangladesh, have competent peacekeepers who could be carefully deployed.
I mean, you can deploy the forces in a way that they do not create tension between themselves and the Israelis, or do it in a way that there will be no contact. So we will take the best peacekeepers where we can find them. And you've noticed what a struggle it's been trying to put together the force.
Annan called the goal of 15,000 a working figure, but he said he'd get them. French President Jacques Chirac in Paris was dismissive of 15,000 as a target. He said that number was just thrown out in preliminary discussions about the Lebanon force.
It's a totally excessive figure, because I imagine that in a territory half the size of a French administrative department, one wouldn't be able to have 15,000 Lebanese soldiers deployed and 15,000 soldiers from UNIFIL without them jostling each other.
There have been some questions about the exact mission. For example, whether troops will patrol Lebanon's border with Syria in an effort to stop weapons from coming in for Hezbollah. Syria has said it would consider such a move hostile. Kofi Annan said today international troops would only take on such a job if the Lebanese government requested the help, which it has not, Annan said. He also reiterated that disarming militias in Lebanon, including Hezbollah, is a top UN goal, but he said Lebanese troops would do that.
I think it's also generally accepted that disarmament of Hezbollah cannot be done by force. It has to be a political agreement between the Lebanese. There has to be a Lebanese consensus and an agreement amongst them to disarm. In fact, before the war, this issue was part of the national dialogue going on in Lebanon, and I hope they will return to it in earnest.
The European Union's foreign policy chief, Javier Solana, says this peacekeeping force won't bring a durable peace. Only more negotiating will do that.
Without a final solution to the comprehensive crisis that has been with us in the Middle East for a long time, it will not be a final peace.
Emily Harris, NPR News, Brussels.